A top executive at the Northwest's biggest electricity wholesaler defended her agency in front of Congress yesterday. Bonneville Power Administration Chief Operating Officer Anita Decker and her boss were both placed on indefinite leave last month. This after the Department of Energy's Inspector General found evidence of hiring bias against veterans and retaliation against whistleblowers. Decker was reinstated for 4 days this week, just long enough to prepare testimony for the U.S. House Oversight Committee.
I would like to state that I would never knowingly allow BPA to implement policies or practices that violate federal veterans hiring. I am proud of BPA's record of veteran hiring, both personally and professionally.
Decker's appearance in front of the Republican-led watchdog committee is the first time either of the suspended BPA executives has spoken publicly about their ouster. The Energy Department Inspector General also testified. He said more whistleblowers have come forward with allegations since the hiring scandal broke mid-July.